Hi, I'm Tim Barron, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast, where we share unique insights and fresh perspectives on the latest legal marketing trends and strategies. The podcast is a production of Good to Be Social. Today, I am super excited to have Kevin Vermeulen on the podcast. Kevin is a partner and COO here at Good to Be Social, and he brings a wealth of marketing experience in big law and legal tech and legal publishing from his many years at ALM Media and other legal industry organizations. We talk about what has changed in marketing over the years and the challenges big law marketers face and solutions to some of those challenges. Here's my conversation with Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. It's really nice to have you on the podcast.
Thank you, Tim. It's nice to be here, finally.
Yeah. I mean, we've had this podcast for about a year now, and you know, Guy and I go back and forth, and we just realized, gosh, Kevin's never been on here, so it's very nice to have you.
Appreciate it.
So Kevin is, as I mentioned in the intro, he spent many, many years in legal, decades, in fact. I know you were the CMO at ALM for a while. So could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, sure. I was at ALM Media for over 22 years in various roles. Chief Revenue Officer as well as Chief Marketing Officer for many of those years. After I did leave there, the role was Senior Vice President responsible for all the revenues of the organization. So that included overseeing all their print publications, websites, events, newsletters, anything on the revenue side of things.
How do you think the CMO role has evolved over the years?
I think one of the biggest changes over the years for a CMO has been marketing technology. The technology that has come about to really help marketers understand the market better, help them reach a larger audience to generate more leads, to help them track what they are doing from a marketing perspective, to know what's working and what's not working. The whole marketing automation has become huge, and the tools that are there have really opened up a lot of doors for marketers to both reach the audience that they need to, and then as well as tracking their return on the investment for what they've done. Now, some marketers, I feel that technology has been a hindrance because now it, you know, also holds their feet to the fire to make sure that they are, in fact, giving results to the sales team or to the firm, you know, the partners, to make sure that this money that the partners are spending on a marketing team and the tools that they've provided the marketing team are actually working.
Yeah.
So I think it's technology has been the biggest change.
It really has. And sometimes I think technology can help, but it can also hinder. You know, there are folks who like technology just for technology's sake, and you can't necessarily go and get every bright new shiny toy every time. You choose a technology and you learn it, you go deep on it. So, and we've seen this as an issue in our conversations with law firm marketers over the years, and the choice becomes a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, I agree. If you have your marketing plans based upon just what the technology, you're obviously going to kind of miss it too, because there is a lot of creative means that you need to follow still with your marketing that you're going to do. There is the old get out and have the events and meet people, and you know that's all part of marketing. You have to make sure that your partners or your salespeople understand and how to actually interact and sell themselves when they're out there. And that is not something that technology is going to help them do. You still need to make sure that you have some of the old tools, so to say, are still being used, and you're still training people on what those old tools are and the skills that are necessary. You can't leave everything into the hands of marketing technology. You still have to absolutely train people on making sure the old skill sets are still there.
Yeah, you know, I was at a breakfast meetup, and it was with some big law folks, some legal tech folks, and training was a big thing. If a technology is something that you offer, let's say you're a legal technology company, or you're a marketer and you use technology, but you're not using each of these tools to its fullest extent, which is a problem for 100% of the people. How do you do that? And training was by far the biggest response that we got.
Not to date myself, but when I started getting into the marketing and even in legal marketing, the internet was just really starting to come on. As a matter of fact, I sold my first ad on what was the time LJX back in 1993, which was one of the first ads on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, I think LJX was one of the top 10 websites visited. It's kind of funny thinking back now what has happened since.
I know.
We also started a magazine at the time called Law Technology Product News. And back then, in the magazines, you had these response cards where people would fill out a card and circle some numbers, and they would send that in, and the publisher would then send that to the advertiser 6 weeks later, and you'd call that a lead. You know, these days, you know, with what's happening in the publishing world, there's no more leads like that. As a matter of fact, they don't even send you leads. What they're giving you is access to their readership, to an audience, which is great.
Yeah.
However, I think because of the internet, the marketers don't need to be as reliant on those publishers for the access to that audience like they once were.
Yeah.
They can create their own content,
put
it up on their own blogs, their own websites, create their own newsletters, create their own publications. You know, there's several law firms that do have their own publications. I remember Morrison & Foerster had their own technology publication for a while. And there's others out there that are also having their own magazines that they send out either in print or in a digital format now to their targeted audience directly.
You know, I come from the solo and small firm legal tech space. And one of the biggest problems that we see there is, how do I get more leads? Now, for big law marketers, what do you think are some of the top issues or the top issue, and how can they deal with that?
I think for the big law firm, it's an issue that's been around for a long time, and it's going to be there for quite some time. And that is, the big law firms, their client base is the in-house counsel or executives at companies, but it's more from the company base. It's not the consumer-driven business. Yes, they have some of that, but a big portion of it is the corporate business. And with companies, you have the general counsel. They change jobs every few years. And so when a general counsel changes from one company to another, sometimes they bring their law firms with them to that new company. So all those firms who were at one time the go-to firms for that company are no longer the go-to firms for that company. And then you have the other company where that in-house counsel just left from, and you have another general counsel joining them. Sometimes they come from within the organization. Sometimes they come from within a law firm. But either way, you're going to have a little shift. And the law firms have to stay on top of that. They have to continue to try to maintain the relationships, not just with the general counsels at those companies, but other people within the organization, so that when and if that general counsel leaves, they still have relationships. And at the same time, they have to keep filling their databases or that funnel with new leads for these new companies that start up.
Right.
You know, where does a new startup company go to look for a law firm? They have to make, you know, if it's a new tech companies that are starting all the time.
Right.
You know, nobody knows where the next Facebook is going to come from, or Snapchat's going to come from, or Amazon's going to come from.
Right.
But when they do, where are those individuals going to find their lawyers from? So they have to, you know, from a law firm perspective, it's constantly creating information and pushing out, for lack of a better phrase, an overused phrase, thought leadership pieces.
Yeah.
But they need to create content and have it out there so that when they individual, a new company starting up, or somebody older is changing jobs, is looking for information on a certain topic, this content from that law firm comes up in whatever search takes place, usually Google, and then therefore this at least start that relationship, showing what you know and showing the value of your firm and how you've helped other companies similar to that.
I think you anticipated my next question, because as you were talking about this, I was going to ask, how would a law firm marketer help the partners or the lawyers at the firm to maintain those relationships with in-house counsel? And as you said, to the second part of what you just spoke about, which is going out there and getting new business. And so you mentioned content, obviously helping them to create the kind of thought leadership content, the kind of content that generates, I mean, you can't open a legal magazine these days without in-house counsel saying, you know, the way that we found or that we vet or that we review outside counsel is by some of the content that they produce, right? They look on LinkedIn, but then they look to see what they've written about in their industry.
Right. At the end of the day, when there is a urgent matter, there's only a few firms who these big companies go to. So take that out of the equation, and you know, to kind of answer the other part of it is, how do these other firms You know, but that's your handful of 10 or 20 firms out of those bet the company type firms that get that business.
Okay.
Then you've got a host of another couple hundred firms out there who are trying to continually get that new business. How do they get it? You know, obviously content, yes, is one reason. There's also constantly coaching the partners so that they understand how things are changing. You've got a lot of partners out there who have been doing business the old school way for many, many years. You know, they get their business on the golf course, or they get their business through their contacts, their law school friends, whatever it might be. A lot of that has been going away. Look at how big the organization Glock is getting.
Oh, huge.
You have these procurement people inside of a company.
Yep.
Well, they don't have a relationship with the law firms or the lawyers, where the general counsel or the individuals within that general counsel's office have had. And now everything's being based upon metrics and numbers. And so, you know, the game is definitely opening up, and the field is getting more level for the everyday legal work that's out there. And so that's where I think from a law firm perspective, if they can do a better job internally of having all their metrics and understanding what a cost of a matter actually costs them to do, with the emergence of an organization like Glock, and you have these procurement officers out there, you know, a law firm now has a better opportunity to break into those companies that in the past maybe they weren't able to break into because the general counsel or some other associate general counsel have their favorite firms to work with. The procurement department now is going to take a look at all these proposals from the different law firms that are out there without an allegiance to one law firm or another and pick and choose which one they think is going to do this job good enough for them at a better cost to the company.
Yeah, I think we could almost tie what you were talking about before with technology back into this, because from what I've seen is some of these in-house counsel, they look at efficiency and all of these other things, and technology plays a role in that, in the RFPs of how they're going to handle their cases, right? So, and how they're going to handle their matters. So Kevin, finally, before we end, any last takeaways for law firm marketers?
I think the law firm marketers themselves have to continue to do their own learning. They have to continue to understand the technology and the ways that other businesses are doing things. I do think we need to look outside of the legal market to see what's worked for other types of professional services, to see what's working and what's not and what has worked for them. So I think the marketing, the law firm marketers would help themselves help the firm is to get a better understanding of what's out there, open themselves up to taking a chance in using some of this technology that's out there, really try to push the executive teams or their, whoever they report to inside of those firms to at least try it. At least try something new. Because whatever they try, they're going to be able to track. And once they have some successes, as small as they might be in the beginning, the more they keep going down those paths and they keep showing those little successes, they'll turn into some more larger successes. And then you'll be able to help the firm continue to grow. But just pick and choose. Maybe it's a practice area. Maybe it's an industry. Whatever it might be, try to convince somebody in that management team who's going to help you at least start off small to take a chance.
Don't be afraid to try something new, right? And keep learning. Can't beat that. Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Great, Tim. It's been great. Hopefully we'll do it again.
Yes, we will.
If you like this episode, please subscribe to our podcast. And we'd love it if you also left a review for us on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Stitcher and SoundCloud and Google Play and wherever you listen to podcasts. Before you go, I want to ask you a question. Do you struggle with digital marketing and how to make it work for you and for your firm? If so, please go to lawfirmmarketinghelp.com and sign up for a free digital audit. The audit will provide you with all of the information you need to build a blueprint for your digital marketing strategy to produce the results you want. You'll find the show notes for this episode, along with all of the Legal Marketing 2.0 episodes, at goodtobesocial.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time.